We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're joined by Mike Lomas of the Financial Guys. As Wall Street, two straight days of rough days over in the markets, the Dow down, NASDAQ not doing so good over the past couple of days. And Mike, it has a lot of people worried that we might be seeing the end of this really nice year and a half or 2 years that we've been riding. What do you think? Is this the end of good times?
Well, you know, it's funny. It is really, market corrections are a normal, and believe it or not, healthy part of the market. I mean, you really want to get rid of, some of the, stockholders that, I had a buddy, Scott, that used to say, return your stocks to the rightful owners, and that's really what's happening in these times. But, the reality is we're in a period right now where, we have earnings expansion going on. We have an economy that's growing at 3 to 4%. That's all good stuff. So, I know we see headlines like, the Dow's down 600 points, and let's not forget that we're at 26,000 on the Dow, not 10,000. So, I do think we're oversold right now. That doesn't mean that we're not going to continue to see a volatility going forward, because I think there's one major thing out there that the market is really focused on, and that is the Fed, and hoping that the Fed doesn't increase interest rates too fast to slow this thing down.
Is it kind of maybe good advice to maybe take a deep breath and just let things play out here? What do you tell people?
Yeah, I sometimes when I come on, I sound like a little bit of a broken record, because we always, throughout the years, have stuck with this common theme of making sure, number one, you're diversified, but number two, making sure you're embracing technology and rebalancing your portfolio, whether it's your 401k plan or your investment plan. You should have other things outside of stocks. So when the stock market does drop 5, 6, 10%, 15%, you have a way to take advantage of it, and we do that through simply rebalancing accounts and just buying a little bit when things are good and selling a little and selling things when things are good and buying things when things are cheap. It's funny because I look at today as a market and yesterday as a market that's on sale. There's a lot of good stocks out there that have earnings that are increasing. They're increasing their dividends. These are good stories to be told. And when they go on sale, 5%, 10%, 15%, I think it's the time to scoop them up.
You know, a lot of fingers were pointed at the so-called FANG stocks, those technology stocks like Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Netflix, Google. I look at Amazon and kind of the rough couple of days it's had, and I ask myself, and maybe you can explain why is anybody selling a stock like Amazon? I mean, isn't that one of these foolproof companies that you think is just going to grow and grow and grow? How is that taking a hit?
Well, it's funny. I think you've just done a little bit of research to say, hey, that might be a good buying opportunity, right? Oftentimes when the stock market goes down, they throw the baby out with the bathwater. And what you're seeing over the last 2 days is, a little bit of nervous pressure, some profit taking. And when you have institutions like mutual funds that sell, they'll oftentimes just sell across the board. Hey, investors want their money back. So if I own, some shares of Nike and Walmart and Amazon and I've got to sell a little bit of everything to give them their money back, and that's what causes some of the downside pressure. But as you just pointed out, that pressure, that uncertainty, that volatility, it causes opportunities. And where people lose out is they don't make the right decisions. They make panic decisions. To me, if you're looking at the overall economic environment, we have an earnings expansion period, which we haven't had in a long time. Companies are making more money. And the economy is growing at 3 to 4%. That's also something we haven't had in a long, long time. Those are good things.
Mike, futures are up solidly this morning. Is that a good indicator?
Well, yeah, it's certainly nice to see the market sort of rebound here. We've got to make sure it's not what's called a dead cat bounce, which is, a little bit of money on the sidelines. So I would pay attention, especially because it's a Friday. I know there's going to be a lot of focus on where this thing opens, but I would focus more on where it closes, because you're going to see more of the institutional money come in between 3 and 4 o'clock in the afternoon here. And we'll see if they can, push this thing forward to give us a smiley, happy weekend, or you know, do we got to wait till next week to see if this thing bottoms out?
Hey, always great to get some tips from you, Mike. Thanks so much. That's Mike Lomas of the Financial Guys. You can hear them tomorrow on WBEN, kind of recap what's been a wild week on Wall Street.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.